Welcome to the Salty Seekers, where you can hang out with friends and talk about all areas of spirituality and the metaphysical while knowing you don't have to be pure love and light to do it.
Welcome back. We're the Salty Seekers. Thank you for joining us again today. V, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
I'm great. It's the weekend and, you know, trying to relax. Too many visitors need my space, but you can't be rude, I guess.
I hear you. I haven't had visitors, but I've had a lot going on. You know, like I had my meeting earlier. I have to film. I went and saw Henry, my grandbaby, for a while. And I've just been running since I opened my eyes this morning. And that in the moment, like I feel great, but my battery is going like quick. And then I'm going to probably need a whole day off just to recoup.
Battery's gone. I'm like, get out.
Yeah, that's going to be me. As soon as I get done and like go take off this sundress and like get in some comfy clothes for like the next 36 hours, I'm going to be like, la, 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 la. I can't hear any of you. So
I need my space, my empath recharged, or get out of my area, something.
We'll come over here and we will chill and recharge together. Like we'll be here, but we'll leave each other alone.
With Big Buford's.
Or tacos. You know what I mean? That's kind of hard to resist, right?
Eat Big Buford's.
Are you wanting a Big Buford? Because you made fun of
me. No, it was just like two times, I don't know, in a row, but...
Yeah, I was hyperfixating.
She let me... When it wasn't, it was like a week, two, three apart, but I just like all of a sudden as a Big Buford again. I'm like, wait a minute.
You're like, again?
Using the chicken version a lot, but I looked at the caloric value on the chicken version, the big Buford chicken, like, the sandwich, you had fries and a drink, and there's a few thousand calories happening. I'm like,
I've been kind of vibing with their spicy chicken. I don't find it that spicy, but I do find it tasty. So we're talking about Rally around here on DoorDash. It's called Checkers and Rallies. So I don't know. Yeah,
that's the same. Checkers, yeah. Rallies.
Right. So that's where we're talking about.
But one day I got their spicy. It was wild. It's almost like whoever's making the back, just like they went to put some seasoning on it. The top came loose and like, fuck it. Give it to them.
They added a little razzle dazzle for you.
And took a bite.
Which I would be okay with. Like I love spicy food. But
I do too when I'm anticipating it. When you don't know and you take your standard size bite, that's woof.
All right. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so what are we talking about today?
Checkers and rallies. viewer requests. We have a bunch of them, so we decided we're going to run through the listing.
Yeah, and I don't know what most of them are. I know what one of them is. So I have no idea what's coming, so I'm just going to be answering on the fly. Right off the dome. Straight off the dome, babe.
You're right, Austin. We're reading some of these out.
Okay.
All right.
Ready, set,
Hi,
go.
Veronica. Hi. Asking for a friend. Can I get some lottery numbers?
Well, I would like to know them too, so.
You tried. You had to throw it in there. All right. So this one says, Hi, Veronica. I hope you're well, and I just wanted to mention that I love your videos so much. In light of recent world events, girl boss space mission. That light bulb. Okay, I get that one. Okay. I wanted to ask you if we could talk about fake spiritual leaders or people who don't practice what they preach. Katy Perry. I would love to know what
she called her right out.
She did about it and what you do as well.
Oh, okay. I missed that last part. I was in my brain. What do I do as well?
I would love to know what spirit thinks about it and what you think about it as well.
Okay. So spirit will consistently say we shouldn't judge. The world is made up of all different people. There's love. There's lack of love. Try to stay where the love is, period. Spirit is a very non-judgment place to exist. I try to live there most of the time, as we've discussed, but I have trouble not judging sometimes. With that being said, even if you're not judging, there are some people that you might just want to steer clear of. Like, you're just not vibing with them. They're not a good influence. I mean, if that's what you vibe with, dive in. But I don't want to be around people like that. So when we're talking about spiritual leaders, people who set themselves up to say, hey, look at me. I'm so love and light. you know, peace, love, kumbaya, and all of that. And then they're acting in ways that are not in alignment with that. And I'm not talking about having a dirty mouth or saying curse words, because like, we're there. That's not what I'm talking about. That's just human. That's just being human. That's keeping your throat chakra clean. But I'm talking about acting in ways that aren't really full of integrity or are abusive. And I can think of two people off the top of my head like that. The one is Katy Perry. She called this out in the comments, so I'm just going to respond to this. And if you don't know, I used to love Katy Perry. She was one of my favorite artists, truly. And I still like some of her old music. But she has become kind of a bait. I don't know. She's kind of a mean girl. I'm thinking of the time that she was buying a house, a very expensive, beautiful, older home in California. There's an old veteran that lives there, some 85-year-old veteran. And he's 85. He's getting, his family says he's getting a little bit of dementia. It acts up when he is on his pain meds. You know, he was on pain meds for like a bad back, something like that. And while he was on these pain meds, he decided, hey, let's put like my family home up on the market and see what we could get. And she went to snatch it right up because it was a ridiculously lowball offer for the property he was putting up. And as soon as he sobered up and his family was like, oh, what did you do? They tried to say, hey, look, we understand he put this house on the market, but like he was not in his right mind. He was under the influence. And will you please tear this contract up that you signed yesterday or something? Tear this offer up. And she was like, no. And she proceeded to take this 85-year-old man through this long, drawn-out court battle. And she won. And then she went to extra length to not only evict him, but then to sue him for multiple millions of dollars more because of the time of the lawsuit. She lost rental income and things like that. And there are people out there that would be saying, well, that's her legal right. Sure, it is her legal right because he did put it on the market. However, there's ethics and there's morals. And something can be legally okay, but ethically some bullshit. She did not need to go for this man's throat. As many millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars that she has, she did not need to go for this old man's throat. That just made her look shady. And she has a history of doing things like that, that makes her give off a very mean girl, greedy energy, which isn't exactly in alignment with the I'm full of love and light and I care about humanity. I'm such a good person. Let me hold up my flower on my millions of dollars space journey. You know what I'm saying?
My daughter is coming in. Hang on.
Okay.
She's looking at my Legos.
Okay. I want you to be my dad. You look so nice. You look so kind.
Try. Then I'm Katy Perry on the inside.
The thing is that as humans, we can all have moments of being that way. So I don't want to talk shit about her. I don't want to be mean about it. But she's also someone that I don't necessarily vibe with anymore. And I don't necessarily trust to be acting in integrity. And so I don't really feel good about following her all the time. I don't know.
I guess I didn't follow any of that in the news. I get so disconnected from popular culture at times. I'm listening like, oh, she did? Word?
Another example, there is another person here on YouTube, and I won't mention her name just because that wouldn't be very nice. But I've talked about her on other videos. She did have a documentary made about her, and it aired on Hulu. So you may know who she is when I say that. She's known as a spiritual guru, and she's been chosen to like speak on very big popular celebrities' podcasts and shows and things like that. And there used to be a time where a lot of people mentioned her in my comments. Often they'd be like, oh, have you heard of this person? You should check out her channel. And so I did. And almost immediately, like I never last more than a few minutes. Her energy.
Same.
Her.
Sidetrack. Sorry, continue.
Her energy is such a turnoff to me. Not just like, I don't know if I like her. Like, stop me in my tracks. Like, And I probably literally make that motion and sound as I'm like, And I like turn her off. And then I'll get more comments. You should really check her out. I just love her stuff. And there have been two or three times where I'm like, maybe I'm being too harsh. All these other people seem to love her. Maybe I'm missing something. I'll give her another shot. Immediately, I'm like, Her energy is so dark to me. And so then when this Hulu documentary came out, I watched it and I was validated because she was a horrible person. She was a horrible person. She was so toxic and abusive and verbally awful to her friends, to her staff, to this person who was supposed to be her boyfriend. Awful. And I was like, I feel so validated right now. But anyways, people looked at her like, oh my God, she knows so much. Just a reminder that whether in a different religion, whether in Christianity, whether in spirituality, just because someone is learned, just because someone knows what they're talking about, knows the words to use, they have, I always call it the church speak or the church talk. They know the verbiage, does not mean that they are a good person. Mm-hmm. How are they behaving? How are they acting? How are they treating other people? That is where you have to start. You have to be discerning with the people that you're following or taking advice from. And that goes for me too. That goes for you. That goes for anybody that you see teaching. I'm not talking about, oh, they smoked a cigarette. They must be bad. Or like with
smoked
me, like
the marijuana.
They smoked the devil's.
Or welcome to Ohio.
Or, you know, she says the F word. You know, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, how does she treat people? How does that man treat people? How does that woman treat people? What kind of a heart do they have? What kind of energy do I feel coming from them? And go from there. You have the ability to have the intuition and the discernment within you. Tap into your gut. You know when you're around someone a little darker that you can't really trust. You know.
For me, I'm like, You're really sneaky. We should be friends.
Oh, trying to work on that shadow.
Yeah. Let's go do some shadow stuff.
I'm saying let's work on the shadow. Oh, and you're like, let's work in the shadow.
We could be besties.
I don't think I'd be good at sneaking at anything. I'm so clumsy and I'm so loud and I talk so and I giggle so easily. Like I laugh really easily. And I can't keep a secret most of the time. I'm just like, let's share everything. So like, yeah, I would not be good at that with you.
See, that's why I don't tell you secrets and we haven't broken any banks yet. Though you know bank robbers. So, I mean, you're halfway there.
I do. I was like, oh, yes, I do. For those that don't know, I used to date someone, like very serious relationship. We broke up, and then several years later, you know, as we do, I was Googling him just to be like, what's up with him? Girl, I saw headlines and articles on the fact that he had been arrested for robbing, I don't remember if it was like four or five banks in Phoenix, and the FBI had given him a nickname, and I texted somebody that we both knew, and I was like, is this him? And she's like, oh yeah, dude, he's in prison. Since then, I've talked to him and I'm like, how did you get out of prison so quick? And he's like, the FBI couldn't figure out how I did it and got away with it. And so they agreed to let me out early and commute the rest of my sentence if I would teach them what I did. And so that's how he got out of jail earlier. And I'm like, well, they couldn't figure it out, how did you get caught? And he said, I had a girlfriend at the time. She wasn't very serious.
That's always the problem.
But she had come to me and said, I really think I'm pregnant. And he said, because I have a conscience, I sat her down and said, look, I shouldn't be telling you this, but you need to have all the information. I may not be around to help you raise this kid. And you need to know that. And this is why, because I may be in jail because I robbed some banks. He goes, and she went straight to the FBI and got the reward money and put me in jail.
I ain't gonna be around, but I got this cash.
And then she wasn't pregnant anyways. No. He's like, so, yeah. He goes, two people can know a secret if one of them's dead.
It's fair.
Yeah.
I swear I just saw an orb.
Oh, on your side or my side?
On my camera screen. It just, you know, something right above me. Over here somewhere. It just.
Do you have anything to add on that, the topic?
I mean, you hit it pretty well. I was woefully uninformed about Katy Perry. I still like looking at her. But no, you can see that with other leaders. And it's, for me, the turn off with organized religion a lot of times. They tell you how to be, but they don't live it. Basically, yeah. It's do as I say, but just not as I do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's something you learn early and young. Watching it, you know, working in high school at Taco Bell at the time. Monday through Saturday, man, them people come in there and they're just the worst. Sunday, same people. Have a blessed day. But you know, Monday when they come back.
Assholes. But, you know,
it's a turnoff. So many of them, for me, like the prosperity preachers, a lot of them, they just the vibe immediately.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus needs me to have a new G6.
Right.
It's like, well, I'm having problems financially. Pray. But I need a G6. Right.
Yeah, when I was in that horribly abusive marriage, it would never fit. Like, we would fight all the way to church and all the way home. Mm-hmm. He would be so abusive to me. He would be saying the most god-awful, wretched things in that car to me, and my kids are overhearing it. And as soon as we pull in the parking lot, before he's even all the way out of the car, he's like, hey, Brother Rick, how's it going? Let me shake your hand. Ah, oh, God, it's a good day to worship. When you know what I mean? Just putting on the church face. So fake, so evil, but yet presenting is so pious. And so...
popularity contest. It always is. Yeah. It's like, look how good I am. I want you. It's the validation. They want to have everybody else think they're a certain way. They're not that way, but they love mm-hmm. having that.
Exactly.
And even if you can actually emulate it, and people say that about you, it's difficult. I'm not saying I'm the best person ever. Don't get that wrong. Some people will say, man, you're doing good at this, or you're great at that. And I'm over here like, I struggle. I'm trying. But you're so, nah, stop putting that on me. Don't put that on me.
Yeah.
I'm going to fail miserably. My end goal is always to be the person I would need and to try to help others fail miserably. But, you know, you're always trying. If you're like, you did so good. You helped this person or you did that. And I was like, don't put that on me.
For a long time, coming from the church background that I had and whatnot, you know, I beat myself up if I said a curse word or I, you know, it was all those surface behaviors that I would have shown so much shame on. And now I'm just like, you know, I am just a human. I spend too much money. I eat too many calories. I say too many curse words. But you better believe at the end of the day that my intention is to be as good to people as I can be. And to try to make the world a better place and to try to help where I can. And like you said, to try to be the person I needed. And you can trust that my intentions are pure. My delivery might be a little human-y sometimes, but my heart is in the right place. And you can take that to the bank.
Everybody's worthy. Try to love everybody as best you can.
Yeah.
I struggle at the judgment thing. I try to tell myself, let it go. I don't know their experience.
Yeah.
And just because we had went through the same thing, they perceive it different than me. They're coming in with past experiences different than mine. And so that how they experience it is going to be different. So I can't, or I shouldn't. And I, you know, like, it's a struggle. I shouldn't judge them and what they're doing. And we talk about certain people like this, like, why is this person doing this? Like, I'd back up. I don't know how they got here.
Yeah.
I may not agree with it, but I'm trying to tell myself, I don't know how they got here. It's not my place to cast judgment on it or be mean or be mad. Be supportive. Maybe you're that person that can help them rise again.
Right. And if you feel like you're not, or you feel like it's lowering your vibes at all, or you feel like you can't trust them, or you're getting that energy from them, just step away. Just step away. You know what I mean?
I love you, but I can't be here.
Right. My microphone is so... like, even looking at it, I can see it slowly sinking. What needs to?
Each does that. It really does. It just gets tougher. Well, I mean, the hydraulics and the boom stand.
That's awesome. Next question. What do we have?
Let me read the next one.
Okay.
All right. It says, hi, Veronica and Weird Sidekick. I'm a avid viewer of the pod, and I noticed you guys mentioned that you are doing another viewer question episode again. And I have so many spiritual, spiritual baby.
Okay.
Yeah, let's see. Okay, so here are some of them. Oh, yeah, they hit us with a few. All right, so I'll go with the first one.
Okay.
Does spirit know what it's like to eat or engage in intercourse? Sometimes I feel bad for them because really good tacos exist on Earth, but maybe not on the other side. But it also gives me the ability to say, well, I can eat tacos and you can't, LOL. That's question one.
Oh my God. Should we be best friends now or later?
This is the same viewer from the previous question.
Okay. So,
Play me, yes.
Okay. So, yes, spirit knows what it's like to eat. They've almost all lived lives before, so they have a memory of what it's like to eat. But two, I mean, when it comes down to the nitty-gritty, the food is just energy. Just like I'm energy, this dress is energy, your energy, this microphone's energy. It's just formed and arranged differently. So they can tap into the energetic essence of that food and they can kind of get an energetic imprint of what it tastes like, if you know what I'm saying. So yes, they can, but consistently, Spomi always tells me that, look, it's not that impressive. They're like, food's way better here. Number three, even though they're in what we call heaven, you know, the other side, even though they are not embodied, they are just soul essence, you can still create whatever reality you want over there. If you were like a lumberjack on Earth or a carpenter and you want to experience like chopping the trees and building your own house, like you can have that experience in heaven. It'll feel really real. A lot of people who have near-death experiences talk about how they were in like a beautiful field of flowers and there was a waterfall. And, you know, you can have those physical experiences over there if you want. Just because you don't have to eat doesn't mean that you can't role play that you're having dinner, you know? So, I mean, yeah, they know. Spiritual food is supremely more tasty than here. Even the best taco, they would like blow out of the water. When I'm like, oh my God, this is so good. And I'm like, Spomi, can you taste this? And he's like, I'm like, it's delicious. And he's like, okay, human. So anyways, that's that question. Did you have anything
about the intercourse? It was a 2-part 1.
Well, I forgot. Okay. Yes. They know what that feels like. Hence, most of them have been human. As I said, they remember that. I've heard a couple of things from spirit. One, some souls can't wait to reincarnate on Earth because of the physical pleasures of the flesh that they don't get to experience in other places. This is one of the few places where we have that emotional body and we have intimacy and connection in that way. I'm not saying others don't have it in different ways, but in that way. And you can like have sex in that way. And they're like, yeah, sign me up for some of that. The second thing is that Spomi says we still have it. It's just completely different. And when I asked him to describe it or to tell me what he means, he showed me basically like two big energetic fields, kind of like two auric fields coming together and melding as one. And he's like, we kind of meld our energies into one blissful being and completely feel each other. And it's like beyond orgasmic. And then they come apart again. So there's nothing physical happening, but there's a merging and a blissful energetic explosion and then a moving apart, was my understanding. And Spomi, if I'm wrong, correct me. I'm like, yeah, I want some of that. Anyways.
All right, so we'll go to her second question.
Okay.
Let's see. With where humanity is heading right now, do you think it is possible for a Katniss Everdeen type of figure to exist? Or is joint effort with all of humanity, or maybe Katniss Everdeen is the catalyst for all humanity? Maybe I read that wrong. I'm trying to follow along with it. So first part of it is, with where are we going? Do you think we'll have a Katniss Everdeen type of figure to exist? That's kind of scary that if we need a Katniss Everdeen, then we're doing a Hunger Games, but oh, maybe we are.
Yeah. Maybe she just means like the face of the revolution.
Mm.
Yeah. First of all, we are in the revolution.
So damn. What's the TikToker? Revolution.
Revolution.
Hi, here's another list of things I find worthy of revolution. Number one, politicians voting no for firefighters getting benefits who fought the fires on 9/11, despite the fact that every one of them posted on Twitter that we should never forget 9/11. Your words don't match your actions. Revolution.
Yeah, well, it's funny that you did, because I was just going to go, like, vive la revolution. Like, mm-hmm. We're in it.
Revolution.
We're in the revolution, babe. And so, yeah, we can have a Katniss Everdeen-type figure take the forefront, because if you think about it, Katniss was just an everyday, ordinary person, and she kind of got put into the spotlight because she was not willing to surrender. She was willing to risk her safety for the sake of standing on integrity and principle and what's right, and that it's not okay to treat people this way.
Initially, and I for think, her sister, then that.
Right. And we have many people. We have so many people who in their own little individual ways are taking that stance on a daily basis. Everyday normal people in everyday life can be their own version of Katniss Everdeen through this process. You don't have to go conquer the world like she did. You just have to take a stand in your home, in your job, in your neighborhood, in your city, wherever you are. Do what you can where you are and act with an intention and purpose to make things better for all of humanity. Revolution. I'm off my soapbox. I don't want to make this all about that. Let's keep it rolling. What else we got?
All right. So third question. Does every soul have at least one big lifetime in their incarnation cycle? I've heard about life paths nines having to go through a life path 1 through 8 to prepare them for their lifetime. And is it possible for a soul to have two huge lifetimes back to back?
Well, that was a lot. The last part of that, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I personally know of like several big lifetimes I've had in a row. Big name, big lifetime, big experience. Yeah. And it depends on what you mean by big lifetime. You personally, when you said, does everybody have at least one? I mean, I would say guaranteed. And there's probably hundreds, if not thousands of them, each of us. Typically, you don't just come in and live like 5 lives. Some people are like, I've had 3 lives. No, you haven't. Maybe 3,000. Maybe 300. You've had a lot of lives. Trust me.
Does every soul have at least one big lifetime? So we talked about that. Then I've heard that life path nines having to go through life path 1 through 8 to prepare them for the lifetime. I have no data on that one.
I haven't heard that specifically. However, what I have heard from Spirit is that we all have to go through all the combinations of all the things. I joked about this in another episode where I was like, you know, you may have had a lifetime with an abusive partner and your dad left and what, but you haven't done it as a redhead. Gotta do that. So, I mean, you have to not only do all the combinations of all the things, you need to be rich, you need to be poor, you need to be sick, you need to be strong and healthy, you need to be wealthy, you need to be a philanthropist, you need to be greedy, wealthy, you need to be abusive, you need to be abused. You need to do all the things with all the combinations while also operating under all the universal laws, such as karma and repaying any debts that you create through this process. And probably throw in a couple of extras while you play roles that would serve to help your fellow soul family members who are like, I need somebody to play an abusive dad. Anybody got time? And you're like, yeah, I'll take care of that for you.
Let's make role play.
Yeah. You're all into the role play. So it would not surprise me. Oh, and also in all of those lifetimes, every single thing about your appearance is intentional. Your voice, the type of voice that you have is intentional. Everything about your zodiac and astrology, your astrological alignment when you're born, is intentional. And so, you know, that life path number kind of comes from that birthday number. So, you know, I can imagine that, yes, you'd have to live all of those numbers too.
Sure. Or what I was. I don't remember now.
Well, in the kind that Kayla uses, Egyptian astral numerology, I'm a 10. But in standard numerology, there's no such thing as a 10 because you have to combine that down and make it a 1.
I'm a 10 at the dollar store.
Were you a 3?
Hey, that's rude, but yeah.
No, of course, you're a 10, my friend.
At the dollar store, I get that.
No, but with in our reading with 3, Caleb, yes. You're a 3? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, next question.
Next question.
All right, so do our spirit guides have opinions on things? I find that as a human, I am very easily interested in lots of different things. But I feel as though my spirit guides are kind of just like, okay, LOL. When I want to have an earnest conversation with them about something I am passionate about. Opinions.
The spirit guides have a lot of opinions. And it depends on who your guides are. They're usually very similar to you. Some people say that's because they are you. I disagree with that, but they do tend to be in your soul family for the most part. And they're people you get along with, you vibe with, you have similar senses of humor. So if you are a person that's just like very meek and mild and timid and polite, you're probably going to have guides who are that way too. They're a little more polite and mousy. My guides, and I know we share some guides, like they got a lot of opinions. I've likened them before to like the judges and the Muppets sitting up in the box. Just
sarcasm. Lots of it.
Lots of sarcasm, talking shit in a loving, encouraging way, but just like, I'd love to see how she thinks this is going to work out. And they're like eating popcorn, like, okay, girl, I'm watching, but like, you're crazy. So yeah, they have lots of opinions and they are souls. They have interests and hobbies and likes and dislikes. Consistently, whenever I ask Spomi what his favorite song is, he tells me John Mayer's Covered in Rain. Like, they have preferences. However, when they're talking to you, when they're conversing with you, giving you advice, giving you direction, giving you guidance, they do tend to be less fluffy than humans are. They tend to be to the point. If you've ever watched any of my old Ask Spomi videos where I'd be like, they want to know if blah, 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 and he'd say yes. And I'm like, Can you expound on that? Can you elaborate? And he'd say, yes, because, or something. He would give me a little bit more if I asked for it, but they tend to be just very short, sweet answers. It's not that they're just uninterested. It's just, first of all, they're not talking in the same language as you. They're translating their energetic telepathy into words for you. And they just tend to be rather short and sweet. The second part to that is that a lot of the things are human interests. A lot of the things are things that light up humans and whatnot. And they're just up there like, I don't get it. You know, like, I'm more worried about your energy. I'm more worried about how open your heart is. Doing that craft or that project opens your heart and lights you up. Then I'm all for it. But like, I'm not here to talk about should you make that thing 6 inches or 12 inches or should you paint it blue or purple or like, I don't care, you know? So a lot of time they're not really interested.
Talked about this in another video. You want to know all the things and they're just like.
Historically speaking, in my membership, we meet twice a month on Zoom. Most of us do. Jay.
Hey, been busy lately.
For the last 6 months. I'm just teasing you. It's fine.
That's pretty much, I started the new job and I don't have time for anything. So Saturdays and Sundays is, I got to run all the errands I can through the week.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really just teasing you. It's fine. Anyways, during these meetings, I often put out in the Facebook group, like, does anybody have any topics that they want to cover on Saturday? Well, Jenna, one of our members, she's done this before and she just did it again. Like, she throws out the deepest, most like questions. And I teased her today. I'm like, yeah, you kind of push it out of the realm of like the simple, practical spirituality, don't you? We're talking like Stephen Hawking's. We're talking like PhD quantum physics. And she's like, yeah, I want to know. All right, girl. Well, typically, Spomi's like, I'm not answering that. And I'm like, let the people want to know. And they're like, tell them it doesn't matter. This is nothing that's ever going to affect their lives. This is something that, like, they don't need to know. If I tell you, how is that going to affect your life, the direction you're going, your goals? It doesn't. And so typically I come back to her with not much of an answer on stuff because Spomi's like, it doesn't matter. However, yesterday when I said that, she threw out like 7 or 8 questions that were just like, I have them right here. What were they?
You just put them in ChatGPT and feed it back to her.
No. There were 9 questions. What is the role of sound in creating reality? What are elemental contracts? Tell me about the dark Akashic records room. What about the hidden geometry of organs and their interfacing with etheric light codes? The silent rooms of the Akashic records. Tell me about the void state of the birth-death portal symmetry. What about the forgotten organs? What are soul eclipses? And then the forbidden libraries.
I only speak on a total eclipse of the heart. That's about it.
So some cool questions, but most of them I'm like,
GPT.
So anyways, yesterday I meditated and I channeled all of the information and it was some pretty good answers. So, I mean, if you want that information, you got to sign up for our group. But anyways, Spomi actually answered thoroughly, like just channeled right through and I wrote it all down. I was grateful and I was impressed because typically he's like, but he actually answered her this time, all of them. So I was
nice.
Yeah. That's kind of nice.
All right, ready to move to the next one.
Okay.
All right. So this one is based off the Exploring the Clairs episode. It says, I was led here to watch the video for sure. I love the secondhand stories, but last year I visited a large white elephant in my town. And as I walked the store, I became exhausted, felt dizzy and nauseated. I felt sick enough that I left. As soon as I walked out, the weight was lifted. It scared me to pieces and I was disappointed because I believe in recycled and repurposed goods. I have not gone back to the white elephant and did not experience that heavy, tiring weight again.
I'm very familiar with this. So I'm assuming that the white elephant would be like a thrift store or an antique store.
I was like, you saw a white elephant? An albino?
At first I was I was getting excited. Yeah, exactly. But I think
it's a store. Thrift stores. We had this conversation earlier.
We have had this conversation. So just to recap. That is not uncommon. That is actually very common.
I'm just gonna pop them tags.
Yeah. So that's very common to feel the energy of the people who used to own the things. If they've passed on, they may be there. At the antiques, I've shared this story before. At the antique store, there's a lot of them around here, first of all, but there's one in particular in Oberlin, Ohio. If you've heard of Oberlin College, that's where it is, just down the street from it. It's called Main Street Antiques in Oberlin, Ohio. That is my absolute favorite. Don't go buy up all the good stuff. Save it for me. Just buy the
buy it up.
Stuff.
She doesn't. This is a low spin year. Go buy it up.
So at that store in the attic, in the back, there's like a couple of stories. There has always been, and I started going there in the early 90s. There has always been a very cranky man up there. I always just called him Leo. I don't know what his name is, but I'm just like, oh, Leo's not happy today. Like I'd walk in there and I could just feel like the get out energy. He's sitting up there with his furniture, with his army coat, he's just sitting up there being an angry old man. One of the most recent times I was there, I went up there and I was like, is he still here? And I could hear like, get out. And I was like, yeah, he's still here. What's up, brother? I'm going. So then downstairs, there's a much more friendly Scottish man who told me to watch my purse because I had it on my shoulder instead of crossbody. And it was kind of swinging around and I was going through this little pathway between things. And I heard him in a Scottish accent say, mind your bag, lass. And I was like, oh, thank you. And so I put it crossbody and held it close to me. But there's another, what's so funny?
Oh, it's like, he may not have said that. He's like, mind that ass.
And then there's another part in there, this is so funny because I didn't say anything. I didn't hear anything. I didn't see anything, but it was an energy. I walked in this one room, started to walk towards the other half of the room and went, no. And I turned and walked back out. 2 seconds later, my friend Kathy came in from another area, walked in that room, got halfway across and went, no, and walked back out. She goes, I just had to walk out of that room. I'm like, I just had to walk out of that room. She's like, you got about halfway across and it was just felt dark and evil. And I'm like, yes, same experience. So that is not uncommon. Now, when you're feeling super strong energies, if you are not familiar with them, first of all, not every ghost, if you will, or imprint in these places is going to be super strong. But sometimes they are. And we're not just talking about in these used stores, but sometimes your gods, or if you're talking to a deity. The first time Hecate showed up, literally almost made me sick. I couldn't breathe. I thought I was going to die. It was overwhelming.
So I had the same experience with Tecate and drinking too much.
And so now when she comes around, I can tolerate her a little more because I'm used to it. But there are often times where I just start getting so nauseated and such a headache. And I have to ask her to take, you know, like, please take some steps back if you wouldn't mind stepping out of my energy because I have trouble handling that strong of energy. So the symptoms that you're talking about, the feeling nauseous, the feeling overwhelmed, the all of that sickness, that's not unusual. When you're faced with any kind of energy that is stronger than you're used to, your brain has trouble handling that frequency and that level of energy, and it can make you physically ill and get away from it. It's not that it's bad, it's just strong. Physically get out of that energy. Spomi saying get kinetic, move, walk, move, get the energy flowing, drink lots of water to help flush it out. And it'll pass, sometimes quicker than other times, but it'll pass. Try to ground your energy. Stand in some grass, grounding crystals.
I was going to say crystals. I found certain antique shops, battlefields, that'll do that to me. I'll be overwhelmed with different emotions.
Yeah.
And then I figured out certain crystals that worked for me. And I've been able to go in there and not have the same kind of drain, nauseated, weird experiences. The last time I went in there, I went all nerdy. I think I've talked about this in another episode, but I got one of those K2 meters you see on the ghost shows. And every time I would feel it get over, like, on me, I turn it on, and sure enough, it was triggering too. So the nerd side of my brain was very excited. It's like,
you're validated. Yes.
Yeah. I'm feeling it. The body's feeling it. The meter's saying, yeah, there's definitely something here, some energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But yeah. You get out of it, definitely. But, you know, you can, if you find something that works for you, meditation, ground yourself. Drink the water, find crystals that work for you, find whatever works for you, and, you know, you can get back in those thrift stores. There's some good stuff to be found, or antique shops.
The other thing I was going to say was meditation, that the more you meditate, like the longer you've been meditating, the easier it is for you to hold a lot of those frequencies. So, like, if you're new on the path, you may go into these places, they may bother you a lot, but couple years down the road, if you've been meditating consistently, doing what you can to raise your vibrations, you have the capability, you have the capacity to hold a lot more energy and higher frequencies, and it might not bother you as bad either. So there's something to think about.
Moving on to the next question. This one has not a long question, but a long, I guess, backstory. So here we go.
Oh boy. Okay.
Hi, I've been watching your YouTube channel for years, and I recently have reawakened.
Thanks.
And I say reawaken because when I first believed I was in a spiritual journey, I was doing the trends like crystals and tarot, et cetera. I saw online, we talked about this the other day. When you first awaken, you want to do all the things.
Yeah. And you're doing all the surfacey stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. One of us. Yeah. All right. So
One of us.
Didn't fully experience an awakening. I just had a desire to be spiritual. Recently, however, I was going through one of my worst depressive episodes ever. And even felt moments of mania and extreme anxiety until it clicked I was being spiritually attacked. I had finally let go of my religion that I grew up with, and I would realize that life is more than just this world. So I say all this to ask you, what advice would you give someone like me who is struggling with their awakening and how to deal with the process? Where should I go from here?
Wow, that was a lot. Thank you for your question. Thank you for being a longtime viewer of my channel. You know.
The username is IDK.
Thanks, IDK.
I should have went with, I don't know the username. What do you mean you don't know the, the whole back
before, username? I don't know.
How don't you IDK. Know? Well, I don't know.
I'm procrastinating. Can you tell? Because I'm with a lot. What did she say? Or he? Okay. So first in the beginning, as we've talked about many, many times. Yeah. In the beginning, of a spiritual journey, it does tend to be a bit surfacey and manic, like we've talked about. You want to do all of the cool, pretty things, the cool, entertaining things. You haven't dug very deep yet. You haven't gone down that path and gone through dark nights of the soul and the shadow work and all the things. You're still doing like all the cutesy surface stuff.
Well, that was at first. Perhaps that real depressive phase may have been a dark night of the soul.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like where she was talking about in the beginning when she did all of those things, that's completely normal.
Could be a she. I don't know.
Or he. I'm going to say she just because I don't know, but if you are a he, please forgive me. That part was completely normal, completely valid. So when you say I didn't really have a spiritual awakening because it just stayed kind of surfacey and cutesy, that doesn't mean that you didn't. It just means that that was stage one, phase one, like we always talk about. Like, that's normal. And so then when you went through this depression phase, tell me more. Tell me again what she said about that.
A lot of depressive anxiety, almost like our mania, manic
kind of thing. And what about it?
Well, it went through that and then come to the realization, let me say, depressive, blah, 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 until it clicked, I was being spiritually attacked. They had recently given up the religion that they grew up in.
Got it.
And I realized that there's more to life than just this world.
Okay. So first, my question is, what makes you think that you were being spiritually attacked instead of just spiritually led or pulled or prompted? If there's more to that story where you can say like, yeah, I think I was being attacked. Okay. But like oftentimes, you know, spirit can get kind of aggressive with like, come on, it's time to start. Let's go. Or if your gifts are coming online at all, you might be feeling all of these energies. And sometimes some of them can feel like anxiety. Like when people ask what it feels like to be clairsentient, I often describe it as, I mean, each one can feel different and every person is different. But for myself, the energy I feel here over my heart and goes upwards for like a yes response, it feels just like the butterflies you get in your stomach on a roller coaster, or if you go over a quick hill in the car or something, it feels like that butterfly anxiety feeling, except I'm feeling it right here. And I now know that that is just me feeling certain kinds of energy. So I'm not sure without more information that you are legit being attacked. You're probably just awakening and becoming awake to and aware of the different light energies, the different subtle energies that are floating around in your field, and you're feeling them. And that in and of itself can be strange and new and anxiety provoking. Second of all, if you ever feel like you are being energetically attacked, do things to clear your energy and to protect yourself. I have a lot of videos, I'll try to link them below, on how to protect your energy and how to shield your energy. And how to cut cords between you and other things or other people. At the end of the day, you are a sovereign being. We're all connected, but in this human experience, you are a sovereign being that has free will. And that includes the free will to not let anybody mess with your space, mess with your energy, fuck with your life. They can only do that with your consent. And sometimes consent doesn't have to look like, yes, you have my consent to send me bad energy. Sometimes consent looks like you worrying, I think somebody's messing with my energy. I think there might be somebody who put a spell on me. I think there's a hex on me. Is somebody sending me bad juju? That is energetically saying, oh, she thinks it's there. We have permission to send it to her. Like you're energetically.
Universally work.
Huh?
I'm afraid $1 million is going to find. See, it doesn't universally work.
Well, kind of, because if you get into, maybe not with the words, but if you get into that energetic space of...
I'm terrified. I'm going to be rich.
No, but like, if you get into the space of the energy of the same energy you'd have if you were, like, if you woke up and you had all of these like millions or billions of dollars in your bank account, how would you feel every morning when you woke up?
Easy.
Right. But like specifically, what feelings would you feel?
Oh, the initial feeling is like, oh, somebody messed up. Somebody effed up. and they're going to get fired, but I'm going to spend some of this before they realize it.
I would feel peaceful. I would feel happy. I would feel like all things are possible and I can create any reality that I want. I would feel safe. I would feel like all my needs are met. And so if you get into a space right now in your everyday life where you embody those feelings, if you walk through your life going, you know, just not mentally, but energetically, like, I'm safe. My needs are met. All is well. My life is good. I'm happy. You become an energetic match for that wealth. And bing, you'll draw it to you then. And that's when you manifest it. So it is a permission slip. It's you're giving consent now for that to come into your life. It's easier said than done, but that is how it works. You give energetic consent, whether it's good, bad, or ugly. So what you can do is follow through on any of the things that I just mentioned. Meditate, 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 meditate. You know that answer. You meditate, you start developing and opening your pineal gland. You start raising your vibrations. You start expanding your heart. You start naturally unblocking those chakras and all of that good stuff, which will naturally move you out of the space of being attractive to any kind of negative energy. You won't look, feel, or taste as good to your energy won't to negative, low vibrating energies.
That's my whole dating pool, man. Don't drive them off.
Oh, man. All right. What's next, Jay? Anything?
Hang on, I'll pull up another one. This question comes off a video of how to hear your spirit guides. It says, thank you. This is all new to me. My question is, how different is a spirit guide's message from my own intuition?
Your own voice or your own intuition? Let's differentiate there, because first of all, I would say they're different, your guide's voice and your voice. I have more than one video on this. I'll link to that below as well. That will help you. I go into more depth. But if you're talking about the difference between your own voice and your own intuition, those are different. And I say that because we often tend to ignore our intuition. Our intuition is always there and it's always right, but we often second guess ourselves and push it away. And then our own voice fills our head with negative self-talk. Say the elevator doors open, you're a woman and there's a strange man on there, and your gut instantly goes, no, back off, wait for the next one. We ignore that as women, don't we? And our voice gets in our head and says, you're making too big of a deal of this. Get on. It'll be fine. And then you end up getting
kidnapped. Why they all run when they see me in there? That's messed up.
Your intuition, however, is not wrong. And it typically is pretty in alignment with what your guides will say to you. But your guide's voice is not the same as your intuition. They are two separate things, but they tend to be pretty closely aligned. You can hear your intuition and you can hear your guides both. And in the videos I link below, that's where I teach you how to tell the difference between the two. Hope that helped.
Sometimes, this is my experience, is guide's voice does sound like your own voice sometimes, but sometimes it's a different voice.
Yeah. Yeah. It depends on how your gifts show up in your life. If you're pretty clairaudient, sometimes you can tell their distinctive voice. Whereas myself, I am definitely clairaudient, but my gift doesn't tend to show up that way. It tends to sound like my own voice. It just appears differently, and I can tell the difference. There have only been a handful of times that I've heard an actual distinct voice that wasn't my own.
Yeah, it doesn't happen all the time for me, but it does. I always laugh. It's usually, I guess I've been ignoring them too long. And so instead of using my own voice, it goes into another one. I'm like, hello?
I said, wake up.
That's, you know, I guess how I got that book. I was so hyper-focused on some of the surface level stuff. It's like, stop. It's not that important.
See, mine are always sweet to me.
Same ones, man. It's probably the same one that did it to me.
Well, they must like me better. I'm just
kidding.
They're
clear sentient. They're like, oh, she's clear sentient. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, I'm just teasing.
And he's clearly a dickhead.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, mine are just like, good morning.
I'm like, get out, fuck face.
Aw. Spomy's a big ball of love. He can be sarcastic sometimes, but I remember saying, "You're so sarcastic." And he's like, "So?" And he goes, "Yeah, so are you." And I'm like, "I didn't expect that." And he's like, "Why?" I said, "Are you in heaven? Aren't you supposed to be floating on a cloud playing a harp or something?" He's like, "No, that's the angels." He's like, "LOL, no, we don't." I said, "I didn't expect you to be so," he's like, "What, real?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And he goes, "Better get used to it." Those were his words, "Better get used to it." I'm like, "You're so much like me." He's like, "Exactly." Maybe this is a good time to say, if you guys want to send in your questions, you know, we have a phone line. You can call. You can text. We love getting your text messages. We are like kids in a candy shop when voicemails or texts come in. We're just like, "Oh my God, what do they have to say?" So like, call and say
prank
hi.
Calls, that's fine too.
Yeah, like call and tell us your favorite joke. Oh my God, that would be so much fun.
Jesus. A full joke episode. One of you definitely has to leave a voicemail like, "I've been trying to reach you about your extended warranty."
I got mail, like actual mail, a few days ago. My car's extended warranty had expired from when I bought my car a couple years ago. And I got a new one and they're like, "We're literally trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty." I was like, "Oh, nice. They got jokes." But anyways, tell us your favorite dad joke. Seriously, just call and say hi. We don't care. We love getting the voicemails and the texts. And, you know, you can be anonymous if you want to, or you can like tell us your name. If you have something cool to add, like you have a really cool experience, you have a really cool gift and you'd want to like be a guest, tell us that too. Come on, let's play.
We'll be on my best behavior if you join us.
I will put our contact information, our phone number and email and all of that. You can find us on Instagram. You can find us, you know how to get a hold of me, but we get particularly stoked when we get the calls or the texts because like we have fun with it. And yeah, that's how I met Kayla. She was just a viewer of mine and she had messaged and was like, "If you ever want to talk about numerology, that's what I do." And I'm like, and I've had her on like 3 times now, I think, and the people love it. So yeah, I mean, if you have stuff going on, let me know. I know a couple of people a few years ago volunteered for that. Like they sent me messages and I was like, "Okay, well, when I get ready, I will take you up on that." And then I lost the messages. Life got to lifing. And yeah, so if you were one of them, like reach out again. I didn't slight you or forget about you. I just lost it. Sorry. Okay.
It happens.
Okay. And another one.
This one is the new Sherry. If I've forgotten to read your name through the questions, I am sorry.
Oh, that's her name. I was like, is this something I should know? The new Sherry. What? Okay. That's your name.
I forgot. Sorry. I apologize. All right. So any ideas for great protection prayer before you use your pendulum? Also, I have a very jiggly pendulum that sometimes starts jiggling when I look at it. What's that about? I've never really used it yet. I took an hour pendulum class where the lady taught the class, gave a pendulum to everybody. She didn't even have us say a prayer before using them. So do you need protection while using your pendulum? And if so, what do you recommend?
If you believe you need protection, then you need protection. That's the rule that I live by. There are some people who, and this goes back to what we just answered in the previous question, about energetic consent, subconscious consent for something negative to come through. So it's the exact same situation. If you're a person who just innately feels safe and in alignment and like my guides and Jesus and like all the things, they got my back. Like ain't nothing touching me. It's fine. If you don't feel like you need to pray a protection prayer, don't. It's fine. If you're someone who's like, "Do I need to pray? Am I safe? Is this dangerous?" Yes, girl, please do. Because if you think you need to, then you do. Because if not, you're energetically consenting for something to come mess with you. And are you in like legit danger? No. But stuff can mess with you. Tricksters can come through and that's no fun. So
also, if you truly look at your pendulum and it jiggles, send a video. Love to see that. Like interacting. It just moves because you come into its presence. Love to see that.
So I just had a coaching recently with a lady named Shelley, and she had never used a pendulum, never heard of a pendulum. She was walking through a pendulum store and two of them hanging on the rack, the display rack, just started moving when she walked past. And she noticed it, but she didn't think anything of it. She kept walking and she noticed someone else walk past it. So she was watching and they didn't move at all. And she walked back there and they started moving again. So she asked the guy, she's like, what does this mean? And he's like, it means they want to come home with you. You should buy them. And so she did. And she now has them like hanging in her living room. And like when she walks by, they still like quiver and move and whatnot. They're just super sensitive and reacting to your energy. And if you are used to using pendulums, you will notice that certain pendulums at certain times, like certain stones, they will react better with your energy. Sometimes you'll pick up a pendulum and it just feels like it's slugging through mud and muck, like it is just like cement trying to get that thing to move. And then you'll pick up another one and it's just light as a feather. They're all different. And the different crystals can react with your energy at that moment in different ways. So use whichever one feels best to you, but really it's just energy channeling through them and it's nothing to worry about. It's just, it's cool, but it's nothing spectacular or like, woo. So as far as like what prayer to pray, I always say that this is individualized to each person. It really is a personal thing. You know, if you're a person who very strongly believes in Jesus and like the Holy Spirit and all of that, then you should probably pray and ask them to come forth and like help have your back and shield you. If you're a person who believes that you have dragon guides and those dragons are going to keep you safe, call on your dragons, you know, but the verbiage isn't
Jakaris.
Yeah, Jakaris. You know, if you don't like what's coming through, Jakaris. The verbiage isn't what matters, as in every other area of life, the intention is what matters. So it doesn't have to be some long, flowery these and thous. You know, I see some people that are just like thee and thou and like, you know, our most high. Have mercy. I'm just like, guys, keep me safe. Thanks. You know, it doesn't have to be anything spectacular. What is your intention? Your intention is to be kept safe. You want to include who you want to talk to. You don't just pick up your phone and like dial random numbers. I mean, not if you're normal. And you have an intention when you make that call, like who am I going to talk to? Who am I trying to reach? If you say whoever's there come through, it will, and you probably won't like it. Really, you just want to pray, keep me safe. Keep me in the light, you know, surround me with white light, keep me protected, keep me safe from anything that would be draining my energy or sending me negativity or that would have a low vibe or negative impact on my life or this room or, you know, however you want to word it. It's individualized. Use something that feels natural to you. It's all about the intention.
I only say it if I feel something weird.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not all that often. Every now and again, you kind of start getting the creeps a little bit. The knocks are moving too much around the room.
Yeah.
You hear something, it's out of place. Yeah, then I might say something. Go away.
And, you know, even when you do use prayers of protection, this needs to be said, and I've said it a million times, but I will say it again. Even if you use a prayer of protection, that is not a guarantee that nothing will ever slip through. Sometimes it does. Even for me. I mean, it just does. But the incidence of that happened, the rate of that happening will be much less, and it probably won't last very long. And even if it does, as Jay just said, you can very politely or not dismiss it. You don't belong here. I end this connection with you. My intention is to only speak with my main guide or only speak with my guardian angel or whatever, and then keep it pushing. If you continue to have interference, that means something's off with your energy. You probably shouldn't be using the pendulum that day. Put it away. Try again another time. Okay, so that's going to be all that we're going to cover today. We have several more. If we didn't get to yours yet, you weren't forgotten. You're just on another episode. Let us know what your thoughts are. Let us know your experiences. Leave us voicemails. Leave us text messages.
Well, videos of the weird phenomena you're reporting with your pendulum.
text us weird videos of the phenomena or email them to us, whatever. Send us a Google Drive link, like whatever. Don't start spamming us and sending us like crazy spammy shit, but like we're here for it. Send it. This is interactive. Send that.
They caught a ghost on camera. It's just their dog in a sheet going by.
I would love that.
You did say dad jokes.
We will put it on our Halloween episode. Yes, we will. So, like, if you have things to share, share them. All right, guys. Until next time, keep your hearts open. Talk to you soon.
Love you guys.